I'd like to finish my thought from last week, which is in 1 Corinthians in the 13th chapter. And here we read last week that Paul is actually giving a prophecy. And we know that all prophecies shall be fulfilled. And we read last week in the 13th chapter, starting in verse 8, that charity never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And he makes this illustration. When I was a child, I thought, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And this is the part that I want to emphasize this morning, again, that for now we see through a glass darkly. But then, when that which is made perfect is come, but then, face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And Paul emphasizes here that all the gifts that we have been given today by the power of the Holy Spirit, and many of us in this meeting have those gifts, they're all going to be gone. There won't be any need for them anymore. But the only of the three that he mentions here is going to be love. Because we know that God is love. And we know that he will never fail us or forsake us. His love never fades away. If anything, as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love, what we know about his love, even grows more intense and more in depth and more intimate the more we study and we are in the Word. And as that day of the Lord approaches, all these gifts will be fade away. Their purpose will be no more. And no man can take any credit for any gift that the Lord has set, you know, that has given us, you know, whether they be tongues or prophecies or whatever they might be. They may be a talent, maybe an artistic talent or a musicality or whatever. I can't play that piano no matter how hard I try. I can never even play like any musician because I don't have that talent. I know I don't. But Jesus alone is the only one that we can boast in. We can't boast of any spiritual gifts that the Lord has given any of us because we know that all gifts, all good gifts, are given from God by his will and for his purpose. Now we know that we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we grow by being in the Word and not just coming to church couple times a week, but being in the Word for yourself every day, just you alone, intimately with the Lord, by studying as the saints in Berea did. And I don't want to make this sound futile, but you know, no matter how hard you study, you can never learn it all. Brother Hill, shortly before he went to be with the Lord, I was visiting with him, and he said, and he probably said this to many of you too, you know, he had been a minister for over 70 years. Son, I believe I'm just scratching the surface. How many Bibles did he wear out? I saw many of his Bibles, and the pages were so thin you could see through them. I'm just starting to scratch the surface. We can never learn it all because such knowledge is inexhaustible, and it's beyond our human comprehension. Our minds cannot get around the depth, the height, the breadth, and the length of God's love. What we understand today is only now, as Paul described, in part. What we now know in part will be made whole when we are in the presence of the Lord. Our dimmed vision today, the vision that we have, shall be made perfect in glory when we get there. We will know all mysteries and will understand all things. The things of God are now, they're just, what we see and know, they're somewhat blurred. They're temporarily obscured, if you will. When he that is perfect, which is Jesus, is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Can you imagine? It's hard to imagine sometimes what being in glory will be like when you'll be in the presence of the Lord forever in eternity. And that's why we know it's going to take a glorified body to really understand and absorb and to just dwell in the riches of his grace. Now, we have that promise now, don't we? And we are encouraged to abide in it now, aren't we? But to actually be there, to imagine what it might be like. You know, I thought of Brother Job, how he said in those later chapters in the book of Job that, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee. Now, Job was a great man of faith. He knew God's word. He walked with the Lord daily. He was revered by all men. He was respected. Job loved God. He hated evil. But it wasn't until God revealed more to Job through manifold trials that God allowed that he fully understood the depths of his love, his mercy, and his grace. But now my eye seeth thee. You know, the humble and the hungry heart expands as we grow in grace, as we grow in the word, as we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we mature, not from being a child, but to being fully grown, mature bridal saints. It's like the wineskin, if you will, that the more you put in it, the bigger it gets. And it keeps growing with the obtaining of more grace and knowledge. And the only thing that completely satisfies an expanding heart is to ever be one with the Lord Jesus Christ, our soon coming bridegroom. Then your heart's going to be really satisfied. The childish and the temporal things which we once held dear and currently might even hold dear are going to seem so insignificantly pale in comparison to the glory which shall be revealed in us. For when we see him, we shall be like him in every way. Can you imagine that? Just think how intimately the Lord knows each and every one of us. He knows the hair on your head. He can count them. He knows your downsetting. He knows your uprising. He knows your thought afar. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows me better than I know myself, that's for sure. I imagine when John was taken in the Spirit and shown those things of eternity, he said, I can't even utter the things that I'm being shown. It's not lawful. I can't even fathom it. Yes, we are thankful that we do what we do know, but we know that we know only in part. And we're thankful for any knowledge we may presently possess, and as we grow in grace and more knowledge. But imagine that someday, we will know in full everything which God has ordained, everything of God, because we're going to be like him. As I said earlier, it's hard for me to get my mind around that. That's why I'm looking forward to having a glorified body. I appreciate scientific exploration. I appreciate the images, and probably you all do too, that we see from the Hubble telescope and the James Webb telescope and these things. And, scientists love to seek knowledge, and many of them spend their entire lives searching for the how and the what and the when. How was the universe made? What was it created from? When did it begin? And so on. They rarely give any thought to the who and the why. That's why we read in Paul's epistles, we're not to worship creation. Appreciate it. But it's only just what we see with our bodily eyes. We are to worship the Creator. The Creator. Well, God bless you this morning. I hope this has been a blessing, and may He come today.